ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。英回答紙のその2、49から74に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で26問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but...The traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではテストを始めます。パート A。リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。
Listening
1. Oh no, I can't find my camera.
Isn't it in your coat pocket? I saw it there after you were taking photographs at the temple.
I've checked and it's not there. And it's not in the car either.
I remember you took it out in the restaurant we went to after we left the temple.
Yes, of course. I put it down on a chair while I put my coat on. I must have left it there.
Let's drive back quickly. I'm sure it will still be there.
Question 49. Where did the man leave his camera? Listening 2.
I feel lonely sometimes, so I'm thinking of getting a cat. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, why not? They're very clean and so friendly.
That's exactly what I thought, so I'm going to get one this weekend. I really would love to have a dog, but I know it would be hard for me to get out of bed early to take it for a walk.
Dogs are great too, but I really got interested in birds when I was a child. My father kept a parrot, and I would watch it for hours.
You are so lucky. I always wanted a parrot, but my parents wouldn't let me have one. They bought me lots of fish instead. I sometimes think that it would be great to have a goldfish or two around my apartment.
I don't think that would be a good idea if you get your new pet, do you?
Definitely not.
Question 50. What kind of pet has the man decided to buy?Listening 3.
Excuse me, have you seen a tall man with grey hair waiting around here?
There was a tall man standing here by the gate when I arrived, madam. He left about 10 minutes ago.
Oh dear, I was supposed to meet him here, but I guess he got tired of waiting. You didn't notice which way he went, did you?
Yes, he went down the hill that way.
Towards the station?
The station is the other way.He walked past that bus stop and crossed the road by the library. I don't know about after that, though.
I expect he went ahead to the client's office. I'd better see if I can catch up with him there.
Question 51. Where was the woman originally planning to meet the tall man?Listening 4.
Hi, Amy. Have you had lunch yet?
Hello, Dave. Not yet. I was just trying to decide between either pasta or grilled fish.
I was thinking I would go get a hamburger at Billy's. Do you want to come along?
I love their food, but I had steak for dinner last night. I don't really feel like eating meat today.
You don't have to, you know. They also have a great vegetable soup set.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can come with you and get that.
Or if you're still thinking of fish, they also do fish and chips.
No, that's fine. I'll stick with the set.
Question 52. What will the woman have for lunch? Listening 5.
Hello, Jakob. I'm just phoning to ask you if you'd be free to go cherry blossom viewing in Hewa Park with us sometime next week. The trees will be at their best then.
What a great idea, Miriam. When did you have in mind?
Well, we are free on the 20th.
Is that Thursday?
Yes. Or maybe we could do it on Friday, the 21st. Would either be good for you?
We're busy Friday. Actually, Saturday would be best for us.
Well, we have an early start on Sunday, so that wouldn't be so good.
All right. Let's make it on the 20th then.
Okay. Let's meet at the entrance to the park at 5 o'clock.
Question 53. On which day will both families be going out to view the cherry blossoms? Listening 6.
Sorry, could you tell me if there's a post office near here?
Yes. There's one about 5 minutes walk from here. You see that bus stop over there?
Yes.
Well, turn left at the road just past the bus stop. Then you'll come to a convenience store. Turn right down the road at the corner by that convenience store. Keep walking, and after a couple of minutes, you'll come to a bookstore. You've got that, yes?
Yes, I come to the bookstore and then...
The post office is across from the bookstore and is right next to a bank.
Got it. Thanks. I'm much obliged.
No worries.
Question 54. Where is the post office? Listening 7.
Let me help you with your suitcase, Yuki.
Are you sure? It's really heavy, even though it's quite small.
Wow, you weren't kidding. What have you got in there?
I bought a lot of souvenirs. I hope my suitcase isn't overweight. I'll have to pay an extra charge if it's too heavy. They may not even allow it on the flight.
No worries. Let's weigh your suitcase before you check in. If it's overweight, I can pack some of your things in my bag.
That's great. Thanks a million.
Question 55. Why is the woman worried before her flight? Listening 8.
Brad, have you seen the cat? I need to take him to the animal clinic, and he is not under the sofa in the living room where he usually sleeps every afternoon.
I haven't seen him since he was playing behind the dining room curtains.
He hasn't touched the food that I left behind the kitchen door this morning. I'm getting worried about him. He really needs to go to his checkup.
Well, he usually disappears under the guest room bed when he doesn't want to be found. I'll look there, and you get the carrier box ready.
Okay.
Question 56. Where does the man think that the cat is hiding? Listening 9.
Mom, can you come here for a second? I need some help with dinner.
Sure. What's wrong?
I forgot how much soy sauce I need to put in this rolled omelet. Was it 1 teaspoon?
Yes, 1 for every 2 eggs. So how many eggs are you putting in for each person?
Well, I thought I'd use 1.5 eggs per person. There are 4 of us eating dinner tonight, so that's 6 eggs.
So you need 3 teaspoons, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Mom.
Question 57. How many people are eating dinner tonight? Listening 10.
Welcome to the Super Express line. The next station will be West Hill Station. After that, we will stop at Central Station, where passengers can transfer to the Northern Line. Passengers bound for the airport should leave the train at Newton Station and change to the Airport Line. This train will then stop at all stations before terminating at Eastville Station. Thank you for travelling with us today.
Question 58. Where should passengers transfer to go to the airport?
パート B リスニング11から12では英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
This evening, I'm pleased to welcome the author Andy Mann to the program. Good evening, Andy.
Good evening.
Your books are spy stories which are set in many different places. You write about the countries in such detail, it seems that you know them and their languages so well. Have you visited all the countries you write about?
Not all, but most of them. I've lived in a lot of countries myself and picked up a number of languages along the way. I'm Canadian, like my parents, but I didn't live in the country until I was 18. I was actually born in Berlin, where my father was working at the time. I spoke German more than English during the 10 years we lived there. I can also speak French and Spanish quite fluently.
Your books contain some really exciting scenes. Do you write from experience?
No, thankfully. Except in one book, I do describe something based on an incident that happened to me when I was camping in the desert in North Africa. I got up very early one morning without telling anybody and drove to a quiet place to look at the dawn. But then the car broke down. There was nothing I could do. For 2 days, I waited by the side of the road until my friends were able to find me. I had enough water and food, but I was scared that a storm might come and bury me and the car in the sand. That's what happens to a character in my book, but it didn't actually happen to me.
That must have been really scary. So, when can we expect a new book from you?
Next year, but it won't be a spy story. I want to take a break and do something different. My wife has been pushing me to take a long vacation, but I'll get bored if I do that. I live in an old house which was built by my grandfather. I was thinking of doing some repair work on it, but I decided to put it off for a couple of years. Instead, I'm going to write a book about my family and the area where I live. Living overseas when I was growing up was wonderful, but I don't have a sense of my family's history. I hope this book will help me to achieve this. I plan to visit my parents next year and present the first copy to them.
Listening 12.
Welcome to the Super Sky Tower. Thank you for joining our tour today. First of all, I would like to give you a general idea of what we will be doing on the tour. Then I will note some important information for you. First of all, we will step onto the high-speed elevators in front of us and proceed to the 25th floor. The trip will take only 17 seconds. You will be able to look at the displays there before we get back on the elevator and go up to the 75th floor observation lounge. This enclosed lounge will give you panoramic views of the whole city from behind the glass walls, but please refrain from eating or drinking anything there. If you wish, you can climb the stairs to the 77th floor and go outside onto the observation deck. Then you can take the return elevator to the 60th floor, where you'll be able to shop for souvenirs or find something to eat at one of the three Superview restaurants. Next, please keep in mind the following safety information. First, when entering and exiting the elevator, please follow the directions of the elevator operator. If you feel unwell after riding the elevator, please ask a member of staff for assistance. Second, though all the glass in the building is very strong, please do not test it. Do not hit, run into, or jump on any of the glass walls, floors, or windows at any time. Third, we ask you to be extra careful when you go out on the observation deck. At all times, stay behind the yellow barriers around the edge of the deck. Since there are always strong winds outside, please be sure to put any loose items safely inside your pockets or zip them inside your bags, and don't wear any hats outside. If you prefer, you can use a free locker on the 75th floor while you are outside.
パート C、リスニング13から14では、英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ、A、true を、正しくなければ、B、false を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので、印刷されている問題文に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 13.You will hear a man called Sanjay talking to a woman called Hannah about their apartment.Look at the five sentences below.Decide if each sentence is true or false.If it is true, choose A.If it is false, choose B.
Do you think we should redecorate? Our apartment is starting to look pretty tired.
Yes, you're right. But can we afford it?
I think so. Your bonus this year was quite reasonable. At least we could do one of the rooms.
What about this room? It's a bit dark in here. I think if we got brighter curtains and painted the walls in a lighter shade, it would look much nicer.
True, but we're the only people who use this room, and we just sleep here. How about the living room?
I'm not sure. I really like the carpet, and we bought a new sofa 2 years ago.
I forgot that.I think the kitchen is fine too. So what do you think about the bathroom?
It's cold in the winter, and the shower isn't that strong, but it's okay.
How about we do the bedroom first, and the bathroom next year?
Sounds good. Let's go to the store and check out the curtains.
Listening 14. You'll hear a woman called Katie talking to a man called Roger. Look at the six sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Hi, Roger. Are you and the family busy this coming weekend?
Hello, Katie. No, I don't think so. Why?
Well, we're all going up to Lake Palmer on Friday. The weather's going to be good, and although it'll be a little too cold to enjoy a swim, we hope to spend a long weekend camping, hiking and barbecuing. Would you be free to come with us?
That sounds like fun. Since the kids don't have school on Friday, my family could join you at the lake in the afternoon. I'll have to meet up with you the following morning as I've got a project to finish at work.
Great. I'm glad you can make it. Since you're busy, why don't we take your kids with us? You and Sophie can join us when you're ready.
I'm sure that they'd love that. Is there anything you need? I've got a big tent which you can pick up when you collect our kids. We've also got some sleeping bags you can use.
We don't need any sleeping bags, but the tent would be useful. By the way, we're going to take our bikes along. Why don't you bring yours too? It might be fun to ride them to Mount Emerson on Saturday morning and then hike up the mountain in the afternoon.
Fine, I'll bring the bikes with me. As for food and drink, I'm off to work now, but I'll get in touch with you later on this evening to arrange a day we can meet up to buy the things we need.
Okay, speak to you soon. Bye.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。